Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? Happy New Year. I'm still saying it for the first time. Yesterday, I wrote down 2024. That feels funny, doesn't it? Well, the kids are back in school. The kids are back in nursery. Life feels like we're getting back on track again. The longest 2 weeks of a Christmas, New Year holidays, wowzers. It's a lot, isn't it? It's so much. But it feels really good. I'm really enjoying being back in my little pink office with my light on, just getting back into a routine, even just being able to get up, get the kids out of the house, drop them off, go for a dog walk, get something. I really thought I was a spontaneous, go with the flow kind of girl. Turns out I'm not. Turns out I like structure and routine and to know where I am. It just really helps, doesn't it? Particularly when you've got young children. But I'm happy to be back. I have to be honest. It feels really good. I've really missed doing the podcast as well. So I'm coming on here with a big smile on my face, happy to be recording for you again. So to kick off, I think because yesterday it was Monday, it was the first day of what feels like the first full week of routine. I know some people's children went back possibly Thursday, Friday last week. My children were just yesterday. So it feels like this is the first full week of normality, you know, as much as it goes, because obviously now they're all going to get, I mean, my youngest has already come back from nursery with conjunctivitis, so that didn't take long. But it does feel like we're getting back to normality and it feels really refreshing. A new year, the weather is cold but fresh and sunny. Life feels good. Life feels really good and I'm really excited to be back. The break has done me good. Obviously, I wasn't relaxing. The Christmas holidays with three children at home, you don't get to relax much, but you do get that slower pace. And I really enjoy the slower mornings, or we got into a real habit of I bath the boys in the morning. So it's just longer and leisurely, and they would be happy to play in the bath until they turn into raisins. I just really like the slower pace of life, really. But here we are. We are back. It was the 8th yesterday of January, but it does feel like now is the new year for me and kids back in school. It all feels like we're good to go. So in order to celebrate that, last night I hosted a live workshop within the hub with our members from all of our courses, the Stuck to Strong Mums, the Manifesting Mums, and our Business Mums as well. So there are three courses that we run. All three of the course members were invited to create a vision board. And it's a really lovely exercise to do to really kick off a new year. It's one of my favourite things to do. Now, in the past, I've always made them old school. Magazines, cutting out, sticking them on, pictures, words, quotes, all that sort of stuff onto a big piece of cardboard. Last year, I actually made a digital version, which is possible, and it's got its pros and cons. I think it's really good for, you can get specific images, you can get your own photos on there, you can do lots of different things, and you can save it as a digital image, so you can print it out if you want to. You can save it as your phone background, or you can send it to yourself or whatever you want to do. However, I still prefer the old school one, the old school method of cutting out. And we make a real event of it. So last night, it's the dim lights, it's lovely music, it's really being very aware of your senses. The thing, you know, having scented candles, having a lovely drink, whether it's a glass of wine or I was trying to be good, so I just had a tonic water. I had my lovely Christmas candle on. I had my dimmed pink lights on, and as a group we had this lovely relaxing music, and I talked her through what we were going to be doing, and then for the rest of the hour I didn't really speak, and we were all sat and I could see the ladies on the camera making their vision boards and I was making mine, and it's a very personal thing to do, and it was just lovely. It felt really special, and I've had lots of really amazing messages from mums who joined in and those who are watching it back as well and have been able to create their vision board. And it's just vision board for me, I'm a very visual person. I come from an arty background. I did an art and a textiles A level, so I've always been quite a creative person, and it's a very visual way of setting goals for yourself. And when we put the boards together, it's a really lovely process actually, and it's quite therapeutic, but it's a real visual way of reminding you of where you're going with your life. It's not about the things that you haven't achieved or giving yourself a hard time. It's about feeling positive and sort of opening yourself up for opportunities to come your way or anything that you want to focus on and work on. And mine is always a mishmash of all areas of my life. Some people make them for personal reasons, professional ones. It could be a variety of things. However, mine is always life as a whole. So it is a complete mishmash of things. And I noticed a pattern in mine actually when I created it last night. There was a real strong colour theme that ran throughout, which I didn't expect, but also my home and holidays featured very heavily, but also feelings, feeling of calm and happiness and slowing down the pace and all these different things. So as we were creating these together last night, I was talking about this to the ladies, is that sometimes when we come to the new year, it can be very easy for us to put a lot of pressure on ourselves and to start feeling like we need to start things. I must start doing this. I'm going to stop eating this. I'm going to stop doing that. And I'm going to start this. And it feels very big and quite drastic actually, doesn't it? It feels like, right, that's it, you know, no more, nil by mouth, and you know, I'm gonna stop eating this, and I'm gonna start moving my body every day, and I'm gonna go to the gym every day, and we set these ridiculous goals for ourselves, which and this is why they say that so many of us by 2 weeks in have actually broken our resolutions. And instead, what I propose is, and what I was talking to the ladies last night was about, perhaps when you make your vision board or you're setting yourself goals for this year, actually what's quite nice is the intention to continue doing something. Is there something that has worked well for you in this last year? Something that's maybe been a success, or something that you started doing either on purpose or accidentally that actually it's having a really great effect on you or your family, or perhaps you've changed your routine, or you've added something, or you've, whatever it might be, how about we just continue doing that, or even do more of that? And this is something I was talking about with the ladies in the hub, and said that's how I feel, particularly for this coming year of, I, as part of my Stuck to Strong, as part of my journey of trying to find my strength, both physically and mentally, to get physically stronger, looking after my body and my health and what I was eating, but also mentally, I was really working on my mindset. I think I just want to continue doing more of that, because I've noticed the effects of it. I've noticed how much better I feel in myself, in my clothes. Okay. This body ain't perfect, I can tell you that, but I can feel that I've invested in it, and I can feel that I've been putting in that effort and going that extra, making the extra effort to look after myself. And that goes with my mindset as well. I've, as you will have noticed on my social media, on the things that I talk about, I've worked hard on shifting the way that I see things and having it shifted to have a more positive mindset. I've always been quite a positive person, but particularly to see the positives, and even getting in the habit of gratitude, of becoming aware of the things that we're thankful for, you know, stopping and to take note of a sunset. Yes, I have become that girl whose phone reel is full of pictures of sunsets and sunrises. It's my absolute favourite, and it's about finding those little pleasures and those small pockets of joy in the day. And I've really started to try and slow down my pace of life. And I think that's what I'd like just to continue doing more of. Previously, when my children were in childcare, because childcare is so expensive, I always felt that I had to make the most of every single minute of that. And I would work up to the wire. I would be typing away frantically or filming, or I'd always be working on something to make the most of whilst the children were in childcare. And actually, whilst I've been working on myself, on the self-care and the self-love and the self-belief and shifting my mindset, I've also become aware of, you know, when I've slept well, and that's not always my choice, but, you know, when I've had a good night's sleep, when I've nourish my body with a healthy breakfast, when I've taken the time to move my body, whether that's exercise or walking the dog or getting some fresh air, whether I've practiced writing in my journal or repeating my affirmations, when I've been doing those things, actually, okay, it eats up into the time while the children are in nursery and in childcare. However, then when I do sit down to work, my work is so much more efficient, so much more effective. I'm so much more focused. I can think clearly. I can think in full sentences. I don't feel quite so overwhelmed. I just feel like I perform better. So those investments in me, okay, it eats into time that we're paying for childcare, but that's okay. I used to think that that had to go on hold, and I used to think that I had, as soon as I dropped them off, I needed to start work until I then went and picked them up. And I'd even be stood at the door waiting for them to come out, frantically doing something, sending an email, answering a DM or posting something. And I felt like I had to work every minute that we were paying for it, when actually investing in me is equally just as important, because then the work that I do or do get a chance to do, it really makes a difference. So there are a couple of things that I've reflected on. So I feel like rather than making a New Year's resolution, I'm just going to continue doing that. I've noticed the difference by speaking kindly to myself, by taking the time out to look after myself, looking after myself physically and mentally, spiritually. I really noticed the difference. So actually for me, 2024 is about continuing doing that. Maybe a little bit more, but at the moment I feel like I've got a good balance, so I'm just going to continue. And I wonder if you could do the same. I wonder if there's something, when you think back to last year, was there something that was actually working well for you? Could you just continue doing that? Because quite often, when we start something or when we set these goals, it's just another thing to hold ourselves accountable to. And, you know, when we don't do it or when we don't achieve it, it's another thing to give ourselves a hard time about, when we've already got enough going on for us as parents, for us as busy mums. Life is busy already. So if something's working well in your life, how about your resolution this year is just to continue doing that? I wonder if that might help. Just before I end this today, you may have heard me talk about the word of the year. I don't know if you've seen this before. In my workshop, we have a free workshop available on my website, and it's 60 minutes. It's there for you to be, it's a treat basically for you. Get the kids on screens. I'm not even joking. Get them set up. You know, Encanto is a winner. I know I can get a full hour from Encanto. Or Moana, another hit in this house. Or when the kids are in bed or when the kids are in school, whatever it might be, can you find 60 minutes for yourself and work your way through one of my workshops? I think it would really help you. It's 60 minutes and we just do some small exercises that are going to really help. And in that exercise is about thinking of a word of the year. So thinking of a word or a symbol that you can carry with you throughout the year. Now, I have a confession at this point. My word of the year hasn't changed in over about 5 or 6 years now. I've always had the same year. However, I feel like it's time to change the word. So if you've done my manifesting course, you'll know what I'm talking about. But for the first time, I feel like I want to change my word. Well, as we were doing the vision boarding exercise last night, and I had my magazines, one of the magazines I'd already worked my way through, the second one I had, and I said to the ladies, I have my word, my new word in mind. However, I want to be sure. So I feel like if this word comes up in this magazine and it's here for me to cut out and stick to my vision board, then it's the right word. If not, perhaps I'm going to keep looking. Well, it didn't come up in the magazine last night when I was flicking through. So I still haven't decided. So whether I continue with the word that I've already got or whether I find a new one, I'm just waiting for a sign, waiting for a nod, whether I'm going to change my word or not. So I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated when I have discovered my word of the year. If you'd like to learn more, if you'd like to learn more about any of the manifesting or anything like that, please do head to the website and try out our free 60-minute workshop. I think it would really help you. Okay, I hope you're good. I hope you can find something that you're going to continue with this year. And I'd love you to let me know what that might be, whether it's a DM on Instagram or reach out to me, however you want to. And just let me know, what are you going to continue with? Not stop, not start, but continue with for your benefit. What are you going to continue this year? I wonder. Sending you lots of love. I hope you're good. And I will chat to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful. And perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please, sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.